Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Time flies when you're battling dehumanization and tyranny. Now into hour number three. It is Wednesday, the 14th day of February, 2007, known as St. Valentine's Day. Your phone calls are coming up, as I promised, wide open phones. 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. I will get into some of the new hype. It just gets worse every day concerning the global warming fraud. I'm not saying there's not climate change. The point is their solution is a fraud. The cause they're claiming is a fraud. That's admitted in their own literature and studies. More on Iran, more on the U.S. dollar. I've just got a whole plethora here of what's happening to our economy with Chrysler and Ford and GM eliminating more jobs. It's all coming up. But let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Brian. Brian, where are you calling us from today?
Texas, man.
Welcome.
Yeah, I got 3 points, so stay with me. One, kind of what y'all talking about earlier, is that if you're a white American, you're more likely to be a victim of a crime, a violent crime, from another white American as opposed to a black American. So the stereotype stays, and there's no stereotype for when blacks are the victim of white crimes.
Well, let me be clear. There are more whites, so you're going to have more white-on-white crime. But it is a number that's come out for the last few decades, and is a pretty solid number, that per capita versus white-on-black crime, classical crime, I don't mean cops beating or shooting black people in the back, because that crime doesn't get recorded. I mean white crime on blacks of classical violent-type crime is a lot more rare than black versus white crime. Those numbers are real.
All right. Well, my second point is, why do many white Americans, I guess, kind of either downplay or criticize the idea of black victimhood? I don't know if you're familiar with Alphonso Jackson's statements about black victimization. But I was just kind of wondering about that.
Well, number one, the government and the media and the foundations, who are openly killing and destroying black families and blacks physically and imprisoning them at rates that are clearly discriminatory, why are they the very ones talking about how you need to have this feeling of victimhood? It's a control mechanism to make you think they're on your side. And so many blacks don't think this anymore, but in the years past, you know, that the government was their friend. And, I mean, the government is not your friend. It's nobody's friend but themselves.
All right, and the last point is, I was watching the Black State of the Union last weekend, and one important thing that one of the speakers said was that we don't really have any black leaders anymore. We have leading blacks who are pretty much bought and paid for to keep us within the box. And I totally agree with what you said there, and that's all I got to say.
Well, thank you, sir, and I appreciate your call. Thank you for holding to tell us that. We don't have time to get to another caller in the minute and 20 seconds we've got left. But I'm doing good today taking calls, I think. We've already taken about 15 or so. We're going to just blitz through calls. 1-800-259-9231. Then the last half hour, I've got some important news I want to cover. And then we're going to continue with your phone calls. So 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air again. The websites are prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv, martiallaw911.info, infowars.net, infowars.com, jonesreport.com, arnoldexposed.com. Those are the main websites, and we're going to be launching the mega bumblebee of websites in the next few months. I'm behind a schedule dealing with trying to make a film and 100 other irons in the fire, but we are accelerating our program to defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, and you will like the new thing we're going to be launching in the very near future. All right, we'll be back after this quick break right here on the GCN Radio Network.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There are just a few things that I love and defend in my own personal life. I guess there's a few things that are near and dear to me, and those are probably things that are near and dear to most of you out there that have at least your heads screwed on partially straight. I don't claim that any of us have our heads screwed on completely straight. We are fallen creatures. And I'm going to go to your calls. We've got the BBC preview, huge attack piece on me and others, but I'm the main person. They admitted being attacked on the main BBC channel Sunday night. Oh, boy, it's going to be fun. I'm joking, because this is slick. I'll tell the story after it airs Sunday, and we'll play clips of it. But we've got some preview clips that just came in from Paul Watson in the UK. That's coming up. We'll continue trying to get to all your calls. I've got some other news I want to go over. But I have to apologize to AM and FM affiliates out there, because in all the years of talk radio that I've done, now 12 years, and TV that I've done, I have never taken time out to infight or go after people on air in this, quote, freedom movement, truth movement, patriot movement, until the last few months. Last month and a half, maybe. I am a person who stays focused on the issues. I'm a person that doesn't, as you know, like to talk about myself unless it's in context of the news to illustrate propaganda. I see my main job as setting bushfires in the minds of men, as Thomas Jefferson said, or Johnny Appleseed planting apple trees. I'm sowing the seeds to get people to awake, to resist. I'm going to every hill and mountain. I'm yelling that the time is now at hand to stand up and to realize that we're under a eugenics, New World Order crime syndicate assault. And I've always been here as a platform to build others up and to try to get a synergy going to do good things. And no one can deny, if they're honest and rational, and if they've watched my work, that I have borne very good fruit compared to the other trees in the orchard. To God, it is all rags. But I've done the best job I could, and just a few times in the last month and a half, I have lashed out just really in a vague way, and because for 90, I'd have to say 5% or more of the audience driving along in their pickup trucks or listening on the bus or listening on an iPod on the airplane tomorrow, you won't know what I'm talking about, and you'll send me emails or call me and say, what were you talking about? And, you know, I have similar quandaries in my life, say, with the people that are claiming no planes hit Tower 1 or 2 or space beams did it. Because if I go and attack those people, even though I know it's very destructive what they're doing, I have the biggest audience in alternative media. Oh, man, what a responsibility. It is a weight. As they say, great power comes with great responsibility. And I don't like it. Unfortunately, I do have a great deal of power. In this limited temporal world we all live in. And I don't like to attack the space beam crowd because it'll just give them attention and it's what they want. It's definitely a government op with some useful idiots and people that have been bullied into going along with it. I don't like to go on my own network and say, folks, if you don't hear me endorsing a sponsor, I'm not saying it's bad or good, just there's some stuff, you know, you need to check into. Because I really respect Dr. Dean Adel. I don't like Dr. Dean Adel, basically, because he says vitamins aren't good and he attacks everything that's decent. I don't like him for all of that, but then my respect level went up for him a few weeks ago when somebody called in and said, well, you got a sponsor on this local station that's claiming, you know, this magic cure and will heal people and 100%. And he said, I know, and he just went off on it. Most people won't do that. I think he's the only other talk show host I've ever heard do it. That's because I don't like feeling bad about myself. I don't like being involved in anything that violates my moral compass that God's instilled in me. So about a month and a half ago, I guess it's that long ago now, I was talking about things that embarrassed me in the Patriot movement. And maybe 10% of what I was talking about, vaguely even in my own mind, I had really bad allergies, really bad headache. Sinus headache, sinus infection. I'm sitting here griping about it on air because I heard something I didn't like and it kind of got me on a diatribe and some local took that as something about him and just did the most foolish thing you could imagine, which the person takes no responsibility for. And that's fine because it will be seen through to the end. And but others knew exactly who I was talking about, mainly a separate group, and boy, they were hopping mad about it too. I mean, I wear my heart on my sleeve. I tell the truth, and it's very insulting to me to have people hold themselves out as good and to hold themselves out as victims and to hold themselves out as just these sweet little creatures when you're on the inside and you see it, and it's just as bad as it's disgusting. And at a certain point, it just becomes too much. So to try to just fill this in, imagine you're a syndicated radio talk show host who is involved in no forms of crime, no forms except maybe civil speeding. And imagine being someone who is upstanding in your community and who risks their life and who does nothing but try to help people. And you go listen to a recording of someone in the town you live and also all over the country saying that you are into heavy-duty crime. I mean, hardcore crime. It absolutely outraged me. But then I became more outraged by the response of some of the locals saying that's no big deal. And maybe it's true. And then I later learned from eyewitnesses that it was completely manufactured, and then we have affidavits of this, just totally made up to, quote, intimidate and terrorize me. We misjudged. Who do you think I am? I have John McCain in forewords to books mentioning me as the enemy. I have Limbaugh saying I'm the leader of the 9/11 truth movement. That makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, folks. Just like when you're standing up on the edge of a cliff looking over. It's not fear, it's instinct. You don't even give me the most microscopic tingle. And frankly, when you've done this long enough, you get addicted to it. There's a sick side of me that just likes it all. And that's embarrassing. But the overwhelming drive is disgust. Can you imagine someone in front of people laughing and joking how they were going to go concoct? I mean, I have malice of forethought with intent to do harm. And that well passes the benchmark in the definition of slander, even for public figures. And then it doesn't stop there. Then huge, complex lies, 95% lies, with small little tenuous truths like spider webs, you know, attached to blades of grass. Put this huge spider web and it's in between maybe four or five little pieces of grass. Total, complete lies on top of it, and whining and puling and playing the victim after this individual and another one of his cohorts. Well, one of my friends got this email about, you know, it's just it for you. Clear threat. Walk away. And I'm just like, oh, man, I've already had to go to the lawyer's office. I've already had to give them all that stuff. They said I had a case before. Now with eyewitnesses of it all being set up. But basically, it's like running out in your backyard and stomping on dog doo. It just does nothing. But then you have to. I mean, my time is valuable. I have things I want to do. I have films I want to make. I turn down huge radio interviews now every single day, multiple times, because I'm just burnt out doing radio interviews, and I can only do so much, and this film I'm working on is the most important thing. And you, my audience, that I know takes action and is involved. And I'm just sitting here, and I listen to just delusional, totally delusional, and I know those people believe their own delusions. You know, it's insulting to me that the people who were being attacked along with myself didn't even tell me what was going on until the stuff was on the internet. Even the other people that are being attacked, and then it just makes it so comical later. And it's all the individual's fault who knowingly went on the radio and lied about me to damage me. Lied about me to damage me. I mean, you never find cases like that where you've got the witnesses where the individual is saying, it's to damage this person, I'm going to do this. It's just off the charts. And then to hear, but I guess I should know that from studying people whose minds are scrambled, that most of them doing it believe it's good. You've got to know George Bush probably thinks he's doing good. You got to know that these people think it's good. And so, I'm done talking about this subject. It's just people alienate and drive folks away from them and do all these terrible things, and then they always blame the people they've abused for what's happening to them.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War in 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
We all remember where we were on the day the world changed. But do we know what really happened? Look closer through the smoke and horror, say conspiracy theories, and you'll find that not everything was as it first appeared.
Bottom line, 9/11 is an inside job. It's a self-inflicted wound. It's a false flag terror operation.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th.
Many say the official account doesn't add up.
Listen, sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
And the questions keep coming.
As Sherlock Holmes was fond of observing,
When you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth.
There are more than 50 different conspiracy theories about 9/11. It's the first global event in the age of the internet.
We're just civilians, man. We're people who have questions.
If a large passenger jet crashed into the Pentagon, why was the hole in the exterior wall apparently so small? Was wreckage found miles from the crash site of one of the hijacked planes, which proved that it was shot down?
Our government will willingly kill its own citizens for whatever gain it seems necessary, and then lie as much as they need to cover it up.
Could a controlled demolition have caused this building to collapse at the World Trade Center?
I don't believe it was a controlled demolition. I know it was a controlled demolition.
If these theories were true, then why did my brother go to work that day? Did he want to die? No.
So why do so many people doubt what the American government tells them about 9/11?
Well, there's the old saying that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't out to get you.
All right, that's one of the promos, and there's another one. And let me tell you, they're pulling out all the stops on this one. You heard that one little clip. They like to say they're going to try to mix in anti-Semitism. They're going to try to mix in, you name it, it's going to happen. And I was talking to the producer of it, the director, Guy Smith, and I go, so you won't let me talk about Northwoods. You won't get into all this stuff. You're not going to put that in there. This is all on the last day after a week of them following me around. They've been making this thing for like 6 months. And they just always wanted to bring up the most tenuous evidence. They always wanted to argue about that. And at the end, he started laughing at me. He said, let's go to dinner. At the end, he just started laughing at me, going, I don't believe any of this. No, I don't believe in it. And it's going to be one mega hit piece coming out this Sunday night. We got time now. Let's play the second clip from the promos for this. Here it is. Jim Mars, here we are in 103-degree heat in Dealey Plaza, 43-plus years after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And there's so many similarities, so many parallels. In fact, it's the same group that carried out both crimes.
At 1:25, the motorcade moves into the downtown area. Death is 6 minutes away.
It is amazing that it's only 5 years after 9/11, and yet national polls show that up a third to a half the people in the country are not buying the official story, and the parallels are amazing.
Do you think the establishment, the New World Order, overplayed its hand? They're hubris. They seem to be really shocked, even in public statements. Bush, a few months after 9/11, said we should not tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories. And, well, the people haven't been buying their propaganda.
That's true, but I don't think they care too much, because they control the four or five corporations that totally dominate the U.S. media. And I'm not just talking about news. I'm talking about magazines, films, billboards,
all owned by
satellite
companies.
Yeah, they control it all. And they have been very successful in keeping the facts of 9/11 away from the majority of people. This is why you never hear a national politician recently refer to the Republic. They only talk about democracy. We have to save democracy, because democracy is ruled by the majority. Lynch mob rule. And they know if they can control the majority through their control of the mass media, then they control the majority.
But Jim, the good news is in. The alternative media is rising. It's exploding in its readership and viewership and the respect and the quality of it.
Right.
And at the same time, all of the studies show that mainstream media, newspaper circulation, television viewers, CNN had a big story bemoaning the fact that we used to control culture and set it, but now it's all these niches and people are fragmented and people aren't believing us anymore. So at the same time, I see the establishment really losing more and more credibility. They are hemorrhaging out. The question is, what are they going to do to try to shut that down?
And that's the type of stuff they're running on national TV over there. There's a bunch of other ones that we've been told about, but those are the only two ones. Right, John? That's the only two on the BBC website? That's it. All right, we'll come back, rattle through some of your great calls, plunge into the news, and play the best clip from the Kevin Costner, Robert Duvall film, Open Range. Continual information warfare from the front lines. I'm Alex Jones, your wartime reporter.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go straight to your calls. Justin in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Good afternoon, good brother. This is Justin in Rochester. I just wanted to thank the good affiliates up here, 1590 AM and 1310 AM in Rochester, New York. They're a great set of stations. Everyone,
you know, I loved Dr. Wolf, and then no one told me for like 3 weeks he died a few years ago.
Yep.
And I literally got a tear in my eye, and so did my wife, because he would always call up to the house just to say hi and tell us, of course, he's a pastor, a Baptist preacher, but very, very tame, but still funny jokes. He reminded me of the Cal Ben Soap guy, Marty, just real sweet, funny, smart, but he had a passion for liberty and freedom, and we're just so blessed to still be on those affiliates up there that his son is a pastor in another state but still owns. And, yeah, so to all the great folks there at that station, I appreciate them carrying the show. And I believe they're now carrying the Sunday show, too, aren't they?
Yes, they are, sir.
4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. Go ahead.
That's right, and I tune in every Sunday and every day that I can. What I wanted to say, I'll hit this real quick, is that I've been listening for a number of years now, college student, and I'm doing as much as I can in my capacity to get the information out. I've woken up a number of people. I'm fighting this info war. But, Alex, as I've called and said before, I mean this with the most constructive, loving criticism possible. I believe that our info war against the beast system is almost impotent if we do not recognize that Jesus Christ is the power that we have to have. And I
well,
know
I recognize that, I mean, I recognize that every day.
Yes, yes. I'm talking to the audience and you and myself. We, like, just for instance, your Order of Death film, which is fantastic, and at the end you go through how we can stand up against this horrible evil, but you omit the name of Jesus Christ, which, you know, I'm not...
Well, I mean,
again,
listen,
I'm
a news broadcaster, sir. I mean, I made a news documentary.
Right, right, exactly. That's why I'm saying to the whole audience, Alex has restricted to the news in a way, but we have
well, no,
to
I mean,
not
I have
forget.
Pastors on, and I talk about the church, and I'm proud of my faith, but my point is that, you know, like there had to be people who were pastors in the Revolutionary War. There were brewers like Sam Adams. There were, you know, George Washington. I mean, you know, there's Paul Revere, who was a silversmith. You know, he made basically jewelry and silverware. I mean, we're not all going to have...
Right. Oh, yes. I'm not calling for a religious program. I'm just making a statement that for everybody who's involved in this info war, we have to remember that we are not the power within ourselves to be able to take
well,
down...
Well, I say every time I say we've got to fight this and ask God for help and ask God to guide us. I
yes,
say that yes. every hour because
that's,
I know that's true and I know that's real. And
that's it.
And I have a relationship with Jesus. I appreciate your call. And then we'll get into the whole argument about Yahweh, Yah. Just I love God. I love the goodness. And I want to be good. And I don't want atheists and agnostics out there to think that Christianity are these TV evangelists in the Vatican calling for a new world order and all the rest of it. That is not what we're talking about here. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Connecticut up there in Skull and Bones country. Welcome, Dave.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
You're damn right. Skull and Bones country up here. I live in Fairfield County. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the geography, but we're about 30 miles from downtown Manhattan. And,
yes.
This is literally the nest of the yuppie globalists.
Yeah, you're pretty close to New London.
Actually, I'm on the, New London's almost a good hour away from where I am.
Okay.
But, what happens in Fairfield County is there's such a class stratification that literally there is no middle class in this county. You have Greenwich, Connecticut, New Canaan, Stamford.
And people just revel that they're in the lower middle class.
Oh,
people
oh
making 100 grand a year at the golf club think they are literally God.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they get off, they think they're like David Rockefeller or something, and they just grovel at the system's feet.
Oh, absolutely, and you feel like saying to these people, you know, you make $100,000 a year, you are not the one in charge. You are just as much, you know, asleep as everybody else. They're just making you think you have power. You know what I mean? And so you have these some of the richest towns in the United States, and then you have Bridgeport, Connecticut, which is in the same county, the largest city in Connecticut. It is also the poorest and the highest crime and is jokingly referred to by the people in Greenwich and Stamford and New Canaan as the slave quarters.
Now, now let's accelerate past that. What's finishing up your point because I got to play a clip.
Absolutely. My point was is that if you want a look, I think this is a good example of what they are moving towards in the rest of this country.
I know Connecticut's big time New World Order. Thank you, sir, and I appreciate the call. I'm going to play a clip in a moment. Mike in Maryland, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call. I'm off from work today, so I thought I'd give you a shout.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. I want to briefly maybe talk about a movie I saw that you and your audience might be interested in called Children of Men. But can I give a plug to our 9/11 Truth group here in the D.C.
Yeah.
area?
Yeah. Children of Men, within 5 minutes, says the government carries out terror in the first 5 minutes. An amazing movie by a Mexican director. The three great Mexican directors out right now. Incredible new blood and talent. And just showing the amazing creativity of Mexican artists and directors. I've always been amazed by it. I went and saw it. I've seen it twice.
Okay.
Extremely powerful dystopic film. It is the 1984 / Blade Runner of the 21st century. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Michael Caine's short performance was almost worth it.
I think it was one of his best performances.
Really good. Really.
By the way, he's in movie after movie now about government-sponsored terror, like The Quiet American. Have you seen that?
That was a good movie, too. I'm a big movie buff. Pan's Labyrinth was a good movie, but I don't want to sound like a movie critic here. But at any rate, though, I want to give a shout-out to www.dc911truth.org. Say hello to Khalid, Matt, both Gregs, and Wester Tarpley, who are members of our group. And we were at the peace demonstration.
Very effective there in D.C.
Yeah, we coordinated with some other groups from Ohio, New England, New York, and Pennsylvania. We handed out 14 copies of DVDs that Greg, who's got a Ph.D. in physics, he managed to squeeze 8 hours of DVDs on a two-hour disc. Terror Storm, 9/11 Mysteries, and two other videos. So we handed out 40 copies, and the day before, me and Lewis Wolf were in front of I never thought I'd see myself doing this, in front of DHS, handing out copies of Terror Storm to the employees of DHS that were leaving, saying 9/11 was an inside job.
That's the bold type of initiative that's going to let us take the field and win the day with God's help, and that's the Department of Homeland Security. What type of looks were you getting?
Well, it was a cold, blustery Friday afternoon, and we weren't... Most of the people were leaving by car, and they weren't too enthused about rolling down the window, and we didn't get a very good crowd, but I managed to hand out maybe about a dozen or so DVDs.
If you would have handed out one, the courage, the taking the step is, I salute you, you're my hero.
Well, you're my hero, but we all have to, you know, there are people in a group that do a lot more work than I do that actually have a life, unlike me. You know,
well, it's everybody doing a little something every day. What you should do is shoot video of everything you do, put it on YouTube, and then tens of thousands will see it conservatively. Thank you for the call, my friend. Thank you so much. Or if you don't know how to do it on YouTube, you shoot good video, send it to us with a letter saying we can put it on YouTube, and I'll pay for the time and energy to put it up. Okay, let me just stop right there. We're going to take more calls and cover some other news, but I was at my parents'. I don't watch that much TV, but I was at my parents' for my birthday Sunday night. They made me meatball spaghetti dinner and my great-grandmother's chocolate cake. Not that I need it. Why am I digressing? The point is I'm there, and there's this little color television my mother got when I was 5 years old. And it still works, so I always like to turn it on. It's in the kitchen. And I turned it on, and it took a minute or two to heat up, and it was that very scene from Open Range with Kevin Costner and Robert Duvall, came out about 4 years ago, I guess, where they're free grazers. They're just, and this went on until, 1910 or so, but this is earlier than that. I guess it's supposed to be in the 1890s. And they're just running their cattle over public lands, and they come by a town, and these people show up and beat one of them half to death when they're asleep. They then stand up and fight back. They had then just killed one of the group of cowpokes that worked for Robert Duvall. And there's so many real stories of this. And you read about the Old West, you go to the old newsprint, it's riveting stuff. I could spend all day. You know, there are whole publishing houses that just put out big binders of old newsprint. It's just really interesting. I don't claim to be a buff, but this kind of stuff happened all the time. And it's this corrupt mayor who's like this mob boss who thinks he can intimidate everybody, and they're posing as victims, and you know, and they're in there in this coffee shop getting something to eat while their friends have beaten to death at the local hospital. Well, they're with a local doctor, and they see the sheriff come in, so they finish their food, they finish their coffee, they're trying to get out of there not to cause a problem, and the corrupt thug sheriff basically calls them out, and they explain, hey man, you're not the law, and you're not in the right, and you're in the wrong, and we're going to stand up against you. And that's what the American people have to do to corruption at every level. You have to stand up against bullies and criminals. You have to exercise your soul, not just your legs and your feet, like they did out at the Department of Homeland Security. I did read about that. I did see video of them down at D.C. You've got to just start doing it and get past your fear and do the right thing. So here is a clip from Open Range. Then they go outside and argue about how to take them on. Here it is.
I'll be having words with you two. And we'll be having more than that with you, Marshal. No need to make the cafe messy with folks.
I've got a warrant sworn out for your arrest for assaulting Baxter's men.
And we got a warrant sworn for attempted murder for them that tried to kill the boy who was laying over there at the docks trying to stay alive. Swore out another one for them that murdered the big fellow you had in your cell. Only ours ain't writ by no tin star bought and paid for, Marshal. It's writ by us. And we aim to enforce it.
Is that so?
We got no quarrel with none of you folks. Baxter's men bushwhacked our friend and shot him dead. Shot a 16-year-old boy, too, and clubbed him so hard, he might not live. Tried to take our cattle. Your marshal here ain't going to do nothing about it. You don't like free grazing in this town. We don't much like being here. But a man's got a right to protect his property and his life. And we ain't letting no rancher or his lawman take either. We got no intention of harming bystanders.
Anyone who helps or comforts these goddamn law-breaking free grazers is going to have to deal with me.
Your call, Marshal.
We don't have to settle this here and now. You ain't going nowhere in this weather. But I'll be seeing you gents real soon. You can count on that.
That marshal ain't gonna wait. My son's just gonna get some men come looking for us. You're going to need us locked up nice and tight in that jail by the time Baxter hits town, because if we ain't, Baxter's going to start to think that maybe Marshal Poole ain't worth what he's paying him.
You got something on your mind, just spit it out.
Well, I say we take him right out of jail. Lock him up, wait for Baxter to come riding in.
But hell, Charlie, why don't we just ride out to Baxter's ranch and go straight at him, too?
Well, I'll fight wherever you want, boss. Just make a call.
Damn it. Now hold on, Charlie, hold on.
When
hold
you
on.
Asked me, I told you. Charlie, come on in out of the rain, would you?
Come on.
Come on.
Just getting tested in my old age. Sounds like it's not such a bad idea.
Well, just roll it around, all I ask.
Yeah. What'd you think of my speech in there?
Like it.
Maybe I ought to run for mayor.
Yeah, well, I believe office holders got to be living, boss.
All right, and I apologize about that mild, well, it's not mild, Lord's name in vain. I'd forgotten that clip was in there. I told them to find it. I'd seen it the other night, and I guess in between my wife and kids talking, I didn't hear that. I should have cut that out. We apologize to folks out there that offended me. But it's really important because we face these same type of issues, large and small, every day in our own lives. And scum, for whatever reason, always seems to think it's their right to rule over you. I heard Jack Blood's show yesterday had Mac White on with talking about a friend of his out in Montana where we have an affiliate. And the fella just runs an antique store, and he had a couple old roulette wheels and dice cage from the movie Gunsmoke worth $76,000. The BATF just came in and stole it because they wanted it, and we've gotten video inside gun stores, and they didn't know there was a hidden camera where the BATF's grabbing $10,000 rifles saying, man, I'm going to keep this. We're going to get a lot of money for this. They're criminals. And they go back over 100 years ago to the whiskey rebellions when people wouldn't pay a tax on making whiskey. It's how they were living. And that's what the BATF grew out of, and they're just a pack of criminals. And in the real world, then, to hear them claim they were going to destroy some of the antiques the fella had, and in truth, they're just going to keep them and sell them for themselves. And I heard Mac White say that we've become like Mexico. That's how it is. The cops just pull you over, steal your wallet, shake you down. Sometimes have their way with your wife or girlfriend. And I'm not going to live like that. And I'm just not going to go along with it. And I'm not going to go along with people that slander me to hurt me, knowing they're lying, and then sitting around whining and puling and making up stuff people have done to them that isn't even true on top of it. I mean, it just becomes so ridiculous with what the government and the locals and the society and the police and everything's turned into. I think you can probably tell the last few months on this show, I've just gotten to the point where I don't care anymore. And I'm laying it all out. I've been a lot calmer on air because I'm just being myself. And I don't, I'm sick of it. I want to just go ahead and have confrontations with the system. I want to go ahead and just go head up against it. Because I don't have reverse in my repertoire, and I probably should have it, but I don't. And when you're in the right, you can't be stopped. It's like the founder of the Texas Rangers said, no man in the wrong can stand up against a fellow that's in the right and keeps on a-coming. And the threats and the intimidation, the things that go on in my life, the people I care about's lives, does the opposite. Doesn't intimidate me. People thought I took the gloves off before. No. I'm taking them off now.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow.
with the northern lights so running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901, where the river is wide.
Welcome back. Final segment. I'll try to jam Don and Tim in, but I got to plug the video sometime today. I am the maker, the producer, the director of Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. And it goes through it all. It's an absolute must-see. Everybody's got to have it. Please get it at InfoWars.com. You can get it as low as $9.95. You can get, in some of the package specials, you can get America Freedom to Fascism as low as $9.95. So many great films there that are available. 9/11 Inside Job t-shirts as low as $9.95. It's just all there. Go peruse the specials. Check them out at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate and wake up dead. Wake up, you know, 80 years old and on your deathbed never doing nothing for freedom. Not that it'll even go that long if we don't stand up with these people running things, but do it now. Take action now. And Terror Storm, America Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions. They're all available at the secure online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Or write to me, I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv either. Great activist tool, and it's excellent. Don in Mass, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Mr. Jones. First of all, I'd like to say I thank God that you're a voice in the wilderness, a modern-day saint in a sense.
Well, we're, you know, you guys are doing a great job out there. It's all of us together.
Well, I'm disappointed that the media hasn't brought up Salt Lake City, that last terrible event in the mall.
The police did their job, so that guy was dead in 10 minutes instead of 3 hours plus like it was with Columbine. Off-duty cop blew that piece of garbage away.
I agree, but you know what the sad part about it is, they never told the media, or the media didn't tell the people who that person really was. Are you aware who he was?
I haven't had time to look at it yet. Who was it?
He was 18 years old. And he was a Muslim from Russia. He also supposedly had some connection with bringing in some nuclear bombs in suitcases.
Where did you hear this?
We heard it on the internet. And
I mean, where? What source?
It was a Google search, and I happened to pick it up.
All right, listen. It's important. I'll look into it. I'll talk about it tomorrow. Okay, thank you, Don. I'm sorry we're out of time. Tim and KC, you've got about 40 seconds.
Fellow Americans, go to Ron Paul's website, click on and get his speeches weekly. February 5th, he had the most wonderful speech on there. I've been making copies of it. I've handed it out to my friends at church. I'm hanging them up in truck stops, all kinds of places where you can
Was that the speech about tyranny?
It was a speech about new congressional power and how we should fear the power and that it's
The power of government and the celebration of power.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to play that. I meant to play that yesterday. We'll play the audio tomorrow. Ron Paul's on the show, by the way, tomorrow. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.